USDA's peanut stocks in processing has been issued for the month of April, the ninth month of the marketing year. Peanut stocks in commercial storage at this time, 3.09 billion pounds. That is down 21.8% from last year. That should help improve prices for farmers. The actual farmer stock is also down about 28%. Shell peanuts on hand is up 1.1% to 835 million pounds, and Roach's stock is up 5%. Checking the totals, they're showing that commercial processors last month used 164 million pounds of shell peanuts, and that is down 5.7%. Shellers were also involved with 457 million pounds, 13.4% less than the same month last year. Government purchases for nutrition programs are up. Peanut butter is up, and also the roasted peanuts up 23.7% for last year. Checking on categories, peanut candy, the use for the last 9 months for peanuts up 5.6%. Snack peanuts up 9.5%. Peanut butter down 0.7% for the 9 month period. Overall, a gain of 3%. USDA said they estimate that the coming year would be a 2.1% increase in consumption of peanuts nationwide. USDA is seeking nominations for peanut producers and industry representatives to serve on the Peanut Standards Board. The board consists of 18 members, with representation equally divided between the producers and the industry reps. Representation is divided among the three regions, Southeast, Southwest, and the VC area. The secretary will appoint one producer and one industry rep from each region to succeed members that will terminate June the 30th. The six new members will serve terms ending June the 30th, 2017. The Standards Board is required to judge the quality and marketability of peanuts, and they are consulted annually by USDA. The deadline is July the 14th. If you'd like to be nominated, check with your area association. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.